7 after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to go through the medical news of the week, things that will influence you, that will have impact on you, and certainly we want to hear from you at 888-553-7536. That's the way to get in touch with Dr. Ken on the phone. If you want to email, that's fine. You can do Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. And also me, I'm Doug Steffen. Go to Doug at dougsteffen.com. We're here for the next 2 hours to overview the developments this week. And certainly Mrs. Clinton's status is interesting. And Ken has some very important news about what you probably haven't heard about her condition.
And I'd like to just welcome, hopefully we'll have some new listeners this week. As those listening live, we're on a new time, and we're glad to be with you, bringing a weekly update of all the health and medical news and answer all your health care questions from head to toe. And I practice cardiology in Central Florida. I've been in the same practice for over 25 years. I'm a trained medical scientist, trained internist, spokesperson for the American Heart Association. There's almost nothing in medicine I haven't seen at least once, I like to say. But I'll let you know that the complication that Hillary Clinton had due to her head trauma combined with the flu making her dehydrated, which occurs about 1 in 100,000 people. I have never seen this before in all my years in medicine. This rare clot in a vein, Doug, between the brain and skull, it was discovered in Hillary Clinton, luckily, during a follow-up exam this past Sunday, weeks after she reportedly sustained a concussion following a fall in her home during a bout of stomach flu. Mrs. Clinton's clot could have threatened her life if it had been missed during this routine exam. And you, Doug, always say, go and see the doctor, get it checked out. She's lucky woman that she did. If the clot had grown large enough to cause a major blockage of blood, it could have led to serious swelling in her brain and even death. Blood clots occurring in the legs, they're very common. We see them all the time from prolonged sitting. You take a trip in a car, 6 hours, you don't get up, you're going to get blood clots. But when this occurs in the head, it's pretty rare. The clots occur about 1 in 100,000 people, and women, for reasons we don't understand, experience them about 3 times more often than men. It seems Mrs. Clinton's fall-related head injury, along with her flu-related dehydration, that's key, caused her blood clot. Most likely, if she had not fallen and hit her head, this would have never happened. And what's very interesting about Secretary Clinton also is that she had a previous blood clot. Remember when she was first lady in 1998, she had these typical clots that especially the elderly get in the veins in the legs. We're concerned about them because they can travel, migrate up to the lungs, cause a big clot, a pulmonary embolism, and this can be life-threatening. And could this earlier clot that Mrs. Clinton had in 1998 in the lungs be related to her new one? Well, doctors agree that it could, and I think it could, because in 1998, when she had this deep vein clot behind her right knee, what I think is the link to this last episode is a genetic predisposition to develop blood clots. But it's not publicly known yet whether Hillary Clinton has this. This is called a hypercoagulable state. They tend to run in families. They're genetically passed on. They're not very common, but when we start seeing in one person having a few blood clots, we start getting concerned. I am sure that she's being checked out with all the various uncommon blood tests that we do to exclude the possibility of a hypercoagulable state. Because if she does have this genetic abnormality, she would need to be on lifelong blood thinner as opposed to a briefer duration if she does not. And what's going to be key, we just don't know because obviously we don't have all the facts. What's going to be key is whether she has any neurologic involvement because of the current blood clot that's been between the hard skull, the bone that covers the brain, and the surface of the brain. About 80% of people, from a review in the New England Journal of Medicine about 5 years ago, we saw it did not get neurologic involvement, did not have any stroke-like findings, any neurologic losses because of a clot like this, but about 20% do, so we hope that she doesn't have any lingering neurologic effects, but she's going to be taking it easy and having a boring number of months going forward.
All right, so understanding what Ken is saying, and again, our number here is 888-553-7536. How many of you have a story that's similar to the one that Ken just described with Hillary Clinton? How many of you have had, let's say, a clot in your leg or someplace else in your body? It can be instant death if it's in your lungs. It's not a pretty picture and a very serious one. I'm going to say something that'll roil a few people, and I don't expect you to, this is not part of what you do, Ken, but I'm going to say that there were a lot of people with some pretty disgusting stories suggesting that she faked all of this in order not to testify on the Benghazi thing, which is pretty, it's pretty much what you'd expect from some of the people who put that idea forth, but it's pretty low. And it is actually pretty unacceptable. People say what they want and think what they want, but under the circumstances, Ken, as he described what went on with Hillary Clinton, pretty much makes the case for people understanding and keeping their mouths shut and their opinions to themselves until the facts are known. Having said that, I have one more question about this circumstance, Ken. With Hillary Clinton's predisposition to this sort of a problem and Bill Clinton's predisposition to heart problems, because he's had certainly a number of them, what does that say for their offspring, Chelsea? What does she have to look forward to, or what should she be guarding against?
Well, I certainly would hope that Chelsea is living a heart healthy life. She seems to be at ideal body weight. Hopefully she's not living too stressful a life. And hopefully she has her blood pressure, her blood sugar, and her blood cholesterol numbers checked, and they're all at normal levels for her, and hopefully she's eating a nice, heart healthy diet and getting exercise. That would help lower the risk of having what her father has. About 80% of coronary artery disease can be prevented by living a healthy lifestyle and knowing your numbers, which I just went over. With regards to her mother's issues, Chelsea needs to stay well hydrated when she has the flu so she doesn't get weak and fall. And if Hillary does have this genetic inherited hypercoagulable state, which predisposes your blood to easily clot and form these clots too often in your life, if Hillary has this, then Chelsea must be checked, as well as much of Hillary's family.
Yeah, that's why I asked the question. All right, so there you have it. Again, anybody who's been through that sort of thing, you want to describe what it is that it felt like or what it seems like, you're welcome to join the mix here at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a cardiologist down in Orlando, Florida, has been on the radio for, well, with me now. I always forget the dates. You were on for 3 or 4 years before you and I connected, right?
We started this show in June of 07, and then we were working together for about a year or two before that.
Right.
And if I can just make one quick comment, there's another lesson from the Hillary story is, if you have trauma to your head, please get checked, even if you feel fine, because problems can develop days, weeks later, even if you don't have any symptoms initially.
The brain is nothing to mess with. I was talking to my friend John Kelly that you and I have talked to before, Ken, out at Seriscan in Denver last night. He was talking about how the brain has become sort of the new frontier in terms of medicine, how to handle it. It's been a long time. Actually, I don't think ever have we really understood the brain as well as we've understood the heart, let's say, circulatory system, muscular structure, bones, all that stuff. But the brain has, because it's so complicated,
it's still a big mystery.
It's a big mystery. And so they're developing all kinds of programs to try to figure out what may be going on in brain. They use the NFL as examples and people that have been in the service as examples. I've been through that scan. And he said there were amazing new developments using nitric oxide to treat. The research is showing that nitric oxide, which has been used or abused by bodybuilders and so forth for many years, is something that there are doctors all over the place apparently looking at this as a way, once they examine and figure out what's wrong with you, as a potential way to deal with some of the problems. Again, it basically, I didn't realize this, aspirin is nitric oxide. You certainly knew that, I'm sure. But using in the right doses, he says that that's what they're working on. But I just as I listened to the story, Mrs. Clinton probably be a good person. If they haven't done a brain scan on her like that, she certainly would be a candidate for it, right?
I'm sure that she's getting the state-of-the-art care.
Oh,
and,
of course. I don't think you have to worry about that much.
Unfortunately, most of us mere mortals
don't get this
kind of care.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's that story. And we have plenty of other stories to tell, and you do too. 888-55-DRKEN. Speaking of stories, it's a good thing that we have come across this past year. We were talking about how we've been together for a long time. One of the things that we've come upon, Ken and I have found out a lot about Cardiol. And in the last year, we've been teaching you a lot about Cardiol because high cholesterol is a thing that Ken certainly knows front and center as a cardiologist is something you've got to be on top of. Right, Ken?
This does consume a great deal of my week. High cholesterol, Doug, we know it's a serious condition. It can lead to heart attack and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, this is Dr. Ken talking, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower the cholesterol in all my patients. And there's this new all-natural approach from Italy I'm very excited about. It might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. I use Cardiol with my patients because I've seen excellent results in as little as 30 days. I also like it because it's safe, it's FDA registered, and Cardiol is easy to take, just one capsule a day. And the makers of Cardiol, they're so confident that it'll work for you that they're offering a free 30-day trial so you can see for yourself.
The makers of Cardiol, as Ken said, are so convinced that this will help you lower your cholesterol and triglycerides and maintain them well, you can now get a free 30-day trial so you can find out for yourself. You pay shipping and handling, and that's it. Just click on Dr. Ken's free trial when you order online at cardiol.net/Ken. That's cardiol.net/KEN. Or you can call, here's their number, 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. Don't let high cholesterol risk your future. Go online to cardiol.net/Ken. Ask for the Dr. Ken free trial. The dial 888-809-6424. Great news. It's great opportunity. It's a great help, actually, for lots and lots of people, as you will learn when you try it out. Our number here is 888-553-7536. We'll get to your calls in just a matter of moments. Flu numbers, apparently, they're rising. One of the stories this week is that the CDC is onto it. One wonders if this is just, is the flu severe or just people get, a lot of people getting the flu?
Both. The influenza activity, Doug, it's earlier and more severe than usual. It's widespread at high levels in all of America. And reports of this influenza-like illness are nearing what have been peak levels during moderate flu season. Good. But the peak this year hasn't even been reached.
Stay home for 4 days if you get it. That's Dr. Ken's recommendation. 21 after the hour on Good Day Weekend.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-sized Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To you, if you're young at heart, for it's hard.
Hi, we're into your health and well-being. It is the first weekend of January in the year 2013. Dr. Ken Kronos, along with Doug Steffen, here to take your calls and monitor what it is that's going on with you. We had an interesting conversation of you just joining us about Hillary Clinton, and Jim's call from Melbourne, Florida, with a question. Jim, thanks for the call. Happy New Year from Dr. Ken and Doug. You're on the air, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Same to you, Doctor. My question has to do with symptoms. Can a person know they have a blood clot without a doctor exam?
Jim, great question. Thanks so much for calling. The key in answering that question is which direction in the circulation the blood clot is in. Remember, you have two-way traffic throughout your body. The blood gets delivered away from the heart, pumped away from the heart in the arteries. I always remember the A away in the arteries. And then it comes back to the heart in the veins. So the blood with oxygen gets pumped to the body in the arteries and then comes back without oxygen in the veins to get reoxygenated. And this happens, keeps pumping throughout your life. And if the clot occurs in the veins, the symptoms you'll see are swelling, warmth, redness, and pain. And the most common symptom, the most common place that you get a clot in the vein is in the legs. We call this a DVT, a deep vein thrombosis. And how this presents is with swelling in one leg. It's usually warm, red, and painful, and it's not hard to diagnose, usually. We usually confirm the diagnosis with an ultrasound of the vein in the leg. Sometimes we'll do a blood test called a D-dimer, which also will be abnormal when this happens. And the big concern is that clot will become loose and travel back up to the heart and then get pumped to the lungs where it gets trapped because it can't get through the tiny little capillaries in the lung and it just gets trapped there, and that can be a life-threatening concern. So that's the symptom that you'll see if the clot occurs in the vein. However, if the clot occurs in the artery, remember, that's how a heart attack and stroke occurs. There's usually a breakaway of plaque rupture, and then that starts clotting formation in the arteries, and it's like a cork in the bottle. Flow can't go to the brain. You get a stroke. Flow can't go to the heart. You get a heart attack. So it's hard to miss those symptoms, but usually it, depending on where the clot is in the arteries of the body, because remember, there's 60,000 miles of arteries in your body, pain is the initial symptom of getting inadequate blood flow, oxygen deprivation due to loss of the blood supply, and the other symptoms just depend on the location of the clot. As we talked about, you know, a heart attack and a stroke are pretty easy to understand, but you usually get loss of function in, of the area where the clot occurs in the artery. In an arm or leg, in addition to pain, the limb may appear white, and you may have weakness, loss of sensation, and even paralysis of the limb, either the leg or the arm. If the blood supply is lost to an area of the bowel, which can occur, in addition to intense pain in your abdomen, there also may be bloody diarrhea. Jim, great question. I hope that helps.
All right. That was, yeah, that was very helpful. All right. So there are lots of things on a lot of people's minds today. Help yourself to 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken has learned about a great way for you to keep your teeth white, clean, beautiful. And this is important for a lot of different reasons. Ken, how is it that Power Swabs is as effective as it is?
Okay, Doug, every day we sit here, we talk about health, feeling good. It's a top priority on Good Day Health. But looking healthy is just as important to so many of our listeners, and it should be important. And there's nothing that makes you look more unhealthy and older than yellow stained teeth. And I'm going to tell you how to get rid of those ugly-looking stained teeth. It's called Power Swabs, and we all use it because it's the only patented product that uses a naturally derived tooth detergent. It removes stains from your teeth. And best of all, it works in, are you ready, just only 5 minutes. Power Swabs, it was developed by a real dentist, and there are no messy strips or trays that have to be left in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for only 2 minutes, and your teeth are whiter in only 5 minutes. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs, they work on natural teeth as well as bonding veneers, caps, or crowns.
Get 50% off the retail price by dialing 800-867-4089 right now. I'm mentioning Dr. Ken. That's 800-867-4089. 50% off. Mention Dr. Ken. It's Power Swabs at 800-867-4089.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible. Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Calls. We have a few lines open, but I promise you they won't last. We usually have them open at the beginning, and by the time the show ends, people are hanging on, wondering why they can't get through. So I urge you, if you want to get through and ask your questions, grab them right now, toll-free from anywhere in the 50 United States, 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That's 1-888-553-7536. 1-888-55-DR-KEN, D-R-K-N. I'm a trained medical scientist, trained internist, trained cardiologist. There's almost nothing in medicine I haven't seen at least once. I went to medical school at the University of Pennsylvania. I was a medical intern and resident at Duke University, and I finished my cardiology training at the University of California in San Francisco. So, yes, I'm as traditionally trained as anyone possibly can be, but I also, I'm very open to alternative medicine, evidence-based alternative medicine, so I consider myself a blended physician. I like to use the best of both worlds, and I also like to choose from the gentlest, kindest, simplest methods initially to help you with your problems. Everybody I know walking around has a question about either themselves, their parents, their kids, their friends, their cousins. I'd be glad to answer any of them. You can ask me anything you want about the human body, sex questions we take, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, and we'll get you on the air. Just get your question down to a nice, clear, pithy form so we can answer as many questions as possible. I would also like to mention a little bit more about the flu, because the flu is coming with a power punch. We're seeing it in Florida already in a very, very high amount of cases. It's already at this time of year hitting peak levels that you would see in a normally moderate flu season, and we are far from the peak, my friends. The best thing you can do, my humble opinion, which is what the CDC's recommendation is, every American 6 months and older should get a flu shot, and this year we have a good sensitive flu vaccine. Fortunately, the developers this year guessed correctly, so the vaccine is very effective. you can't, from the shot, which is not a live vaccine, I tell you, you can't get the flu. It takes a few weeks, usually about 2 weeks, before the vaccine becomes effective. What happens often is people will get the shot late in the season, like now, and then a few days later get the flu and blame it on the shot. It can happen. There is an inhaled flu vaccine for those who don't like shots, and this is effective also, but this is a live vaccine, and there's a theoretical chance you can get it from that one. I'd like to suggest to you that there are ways that you can prevent the flu, and this is so important. This is from a study that came out this past summer in the medical journal Epidemics, and I usually don't talk about old studies, but this is so important right now. We learned from this study that holding up at home for 4 days when you're sick with the flu actually may be enough to avoid spreading the virus to others. On average, people with the flu, they're contagious for 1 day after they start having symptoms. Only 5% of flu sufferers are contagious for more than 3 days, but individuals have very little remaining infectivity 4 days after their symptoms. And what infectivity means, this is a medical word we throw around, it refers to the ability of an individual to infect another person if that other person is susceptible to the virus. So 4 days later, you're fine. So get that boss to give you a few days off. The enlightened bosses will. I know in my office, I encourage people to stay home. That's why you have sick days. When you're sick, use them so that you don't get everyone else sick during this time when you are very contagious. And what you want to do is just rest, take fluids. If you want, you can try. There are some medications. If you take them very soon, they may be effective. But this year's flu, it has a wallop to it, and it's going to affect a lot of people.
888-553-7536 to be on the air with Dr. Ken. So everybody talks about the symptoms. What are they?
What are the symptoms of the flu?
Of the flu, yeah.
Well, they do get confused from the symptoms of a cold. But unlike a cold just comes on usually pretty gradually. Unlike a cold, when you get the flu, you can almost pinpoint the moment when the flu comes on. It hits you like a Mack truck, and you get usually a fever. You'll get muscle aches, chills. You can get a sore throat. You can get a headache. Your body just hurts all over. And sometimes you can have some chest congestion. The flu that I'm seeing, there's a lot of cough with it. There's even some sore throat. Sometimes you can even have some GI symptoms. But this year's flu seems to be cough, sore throat, muscle aches, fever, and just feeling lousy and lingering. I've seen some people who, although they're not contagious, they just can't get rid of the cough for about 2 weeks.
All right, so as many of you know who listen to this program with regularity, Ken is the expert. He's the doctor. I read enough, study enough, know enough about my body to be moderately dangerous when it comes to opinion or fact. And so Ken is urging everybody, and you take that because he's an expert, and run with it. Get the flu shot if you think that it's the right thing for you. Ken's urging everybody to do it. I wouldn't, but I just that's my opinion. I don't like shots. I don't think that I need them because I enhance my immune system, and anybody who's got a strong immune system probably can ward off a flu even if exposed to it. Although I will tell you, this week, Ken, I had, I didn't call you, but I had, you mentioned the symptom could be a GI, partially show up.
Nausea, vomiting,
system.
And diarrhea right. are often common in children seen. Yeah. And not to interrupt you, but this year there have been, unfortunately, several pediatric deaths this year.
That's where it's most common. With young people who
18
have...
18 pediatric weak. Deaths so yeah. far this year.
Most children have weak immune systems, and so do older people. That's why it affects them more. If you're average age, you're hopefully taking care of yourself a little better. As you get older, you get weaker, younger. Children just don't have the immune system and the strength built up in them yet, so that's why they're extraordinarily vulnerable. So you make up your mind that the reason I was talking about the GI tract is because I actually went to the doctor on Thursday. I had, for the last, man, maybe month or so, I've had these ongoing sort of almost like food poisoning symptoms where I'd be very uncomfortable, have to eliminate, and then the symptoms would go away. And so I didn't tell you this, but I don't mind telling on the air these stories because hopefully they provide good lessons for
people. Tell us about your bowel, Doug.
Well, and it's probably a little more than that, but thank you. The doctor that I go to up here seems to think that it's some kind of the effect of some kind of bacteria that I have been exposed to around my animals on my farm. And so the
zoonosis.
Well, there's that, and there's another
disease from animals.
Yeah, there's another item, and I can't remember what. There's something that's a parasite that he seems to think is in there. They're doing some work on the stool to figure it out for sure. But I will tell you, it's pretty uncomfortable much of the time, and it does present a little bit initially as sort of a flu symptom, and then it doesn't because it comes and it goes. And so I actually have been using some of the probiotic stuff we've talked about over the years, and that seems to have straightened it out. You know, if I take them, and the immediate effect of them is to calm everything down.
Have you been having loose
Not anymore. No, I mean, I'm pretty consistent, and my system works pretty much the same all the time.
Tell us again what symptoms you're having.
I had a what feels like food poisoning, a moderate case of food poisoning.
What does that mean? Tell
your
me
system,
specific.
Your system, your stomach gets not upset necessarily, but very uncomfortable. It isn't a pain, but it feels like things are moving.
Any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea?
No, I don't have any of that.
Because most people with food poisoning get one or
mine goes, boy, when I have it, I've had it, I don't know, maybe four or five times in the last 10 or 12 years. And it just goes, it comes, I know it's there, I can feel it, know what the symptoms are. And as soon as I eliminate, pretty much it goes away.
You're living a blessed life.
I have great health and I'm very thankful for it. But I will tell you, this week was an education because I didn't even think about a parasite from the farm. But, you know, there's so much stuff, so many different bugs and bacteria and E. coli, and it's just, I mean, there's seven different kinds.
You're living on a petri dish.
And on the farm, you're going to see all kinds of things like this. And most people who are on the farm, the healthy farmers, they have immune systems so that they ward off this stuff. That's one of the things we talk about with regularity, how instead of protecting your children from all of the things, throw them in the dirt. Let them get dirty. You got to have something to enhance your immune system, or you're going to be susceptible to all these things Ken's talking about, like the flu. And I'm very thankful that I have been around all this stuff all my life. But I will tell you, it's not a pleasant feeling going through that stuff. So he's examining all of the material that he has. The lady who is the, what do they call her, a physician's assistant, takes the sample and
Recommending that you prevent this?
Well, the first thing we have to do is decide, with the results from the lab will come back on Monday, they have to decide what really it is, and then go from there. Okay. And by the way, it opened my eyes. This doctor has a physician's assistant. I know you have as well down there.
I sure do.
And a nurse, is it a nurse assistant? Nurse something or other. There's another
These
person.
Are called mid-levels, either physician's assistants or nurse practitioners.
They're all licensed to practice medicine, though, right? With the doctors, with your supervision or a doctor's supervision?
With a physician's supervision.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be more and more involved in medicine, and some of them are incredibly talented.
What can they perform? What can they do?
Well, they're very active in primary care practices, internal medicine and family practice, and they can take care of a lot of the routine things that physicians take care of, low acuity problems. Some of them are very talented and work in specialty practices. I have one who's a talented Yale University graduate and works in a specialty practice. Some even work in the OR helping heart surgeons. They're very talented. So they come in all varieties. I was trained at Duke University where the model for a physician's assistant developed, and I helped as a house officer, as a medical resident, train the students. So I've been very much throughout my career exposed to physician's assistants. I have a lot of admiration for them, and I think they're very effective. And as more and more people get health insurance, and we're going to need primary care doctors, which we don't have, we're going to give out insurance in the next year to 50 more million people, 30 to 50 more million people, and we don't have the hundreds of thousands of doctors that we need, at least 30,000 it's been estimated. And the way this is going to happen is people are going to start seeing these what are called mid-levels, physician's assistants, nurse practitioner, as their initial contact to the healthcare system.
Do they have to work under, though, a doctor? They can't practice on their own.
They have to. Well, it depends on the state law. And in most states, they have to work in some form under the supervision of the doctor. And it, depending on the state, whether that physician is at the site while the mid-level is functioning, it depends a little bit based on the state. But fortunately, I believe still in all the states, they have to have a physician supervising them.
Mm-hmm. And they can write prescriptions, that sort of thing?
Yes.
Wow.
In Florida, they can't write prescriptions for controlled substances.
Got it. All right, so there's some effective and hopefully helpful information as you work your way through the system as it's changing the new world order of the system. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. He'd like to help men boost their testosterone with some information that you may not have heard before. And by the way, a lot of people think this is a product. It is a product for men, but surprisingly enough, more women are buying this T-Gen with NitroBoost, perhaps for obvious reasons, Ken.
Exactly. We mentioned the women. It's not for the women to take, but to help out the man in their life. So guys and women, everywhere you look, there's this new testosterone product yelling at you to come and buy me. So what do? Because boosting free testosterone, it will improve your sexual desire and even enhance muscle mass when you exercise. But the little-known secret is boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time will take your experience to a new, whole new level. And in fact, your body also needs nitric oxide to improve blood flow and maximize libido and performance. So we're introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost with ingredients clinically shown to safely, that's what I like about this, and naturally. All these are natural products. They're not chemicals. They're not drugs. It naturally raises the free testosterone levels in your body while at the same time boosting nitric oxide in your body when and where it counts.
800-317-9865. Call today. Try T-Gen with NitroBoost for half price when you mention Dr. Ken's name. 800-317-9865. Sky high libido, better performance, 50% off, and a 90-day money-back guarantee. 800-317-9865.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stuffed up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible. Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now 53 past the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at your service and on your side with medical information. The calls are coming in at 888-553-7536. Before we get to the next person, Ken, the Good Day Health Newsletter has what in it this week?
This week, it'll wake you up because the newsletter is all about sleep, the latest news in the medical journals from the last 3 months. We combined into this week's very readable, practical information. It'll improve the quality of your life. Sleep is so important if you want to keep weight off. You know, that's the number one health idea people have with the new year, your one resolution, losing weight. If you're not getting, as an adult, 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night, you're not going to lose weight because your appetite is just going to be ferocious. But all the other breakthroughs in sleep, practical information you can add to your lifestyle will be found in this week's newsletter on sleep.
All right, so the Good Day Health Newsletter for this week and every week is available by going online to drkenshow.com or to dougstefan.com. When you go to Dr. Ken Show, it will ask you when you're first queued up there if you're interested in the newsletter, signing up for it. Put your email in the box. That's it. Bingo, bango, you're done. And you get all kinds of things every week that are different that Ken has researched. Tells you all about Dr. Ken, some of the things that will help you find us on the radio or online at drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com. But it's a really well-prepared, well-written way for you to be up to date, especially since in the new year there are lots and lots of health questions. So sign up for it now, dougstefan.com. You can go to Dr. Ken's picture, click on that, on the contributor and co-host page, and it'll, again, bring you to the newsletter. You want to sign up, help yourself. It is a public service of Good Day Weekend, as are your calls that we're taking at 888 888- 553-7536. Dan is in Punta Gorda, Florida, where it's a lot warmer than it is where I am, about 70 degrees warmer where you are, Dan, than where it is where I am on my farm. So what's cooking with you?
I got a book from a friend, and it's about this thing called earthing. I don't know whether you've ever heard of it. I never heard of it. But these people claim that if you will ground yourself, and they sell some, like, sheets that you put on your bed or pads that you stand on your floor, or they claim that if you will, say, walk on the beach, that you can improve your health substantially, mostly to do with sleeping and arthritis-type pains.
Dan, the whole idea behind this is, and I'm not advocating it, but just explaining it, they feel that if you can reconnect with the earth, you'll reduce the inflammation in your body. And unfortunately, the claims far surpass the scientific evidence. There are some actual studies that have been done, some controlled, placebo-controlled studies, and they show some small physiological changes in the people when you ground them and hook them up to the earth. But I think that the claims are way ahead of the scientific results. I don't think there's any harm to doing this, but it, for me, I would just go take a walk barefooted on the beach and try to accomplish the same thing.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I agree with you, but up north, it's pretty hard to go walk on the beach. But I was just curious if there was any validity to their claims.
It's probably not as evidence-based as Ken would like it. He'd find some people that have had luck with it.
It's
there
one
all
of these
of
holistic things. And
yeah.
If you, I don't think there's any harm, but I don't see yet the scientific basis for the what they're claiming, but I haven't closed my mind to it because there's one good study or two good studies published on this, and there is some small physiological change.
So do you want to try it, Dan? Is that why you asked?
No, I don't even have any pains. I was just curious. I mean, you read a book, and they tell you about this, and you know.
Well, but I mean,
say,
on the surface of it, Ken, doesn't it make sense? Electrical impulses are what the body functions, the neuroscience.
Yeah, what makes sense and what actually works in the body is not always the intuition explaining the human body's way it works is often wrong.
But it doesn't hurt.
I don't, if you want to, okay. The only thing it'll hurt is it'll do a wallet biopsy.
I think you should try it, Dan. If you're interested, I think that you try these things and sometimes no harm, no foul, no gain, no harm, no pain, something, I don't know. But it's, I find Ken is a scientist, I'm not. But I have experimented with lots and lots of homeopathic material and alternative.
I don't see any harm from this.
And they work. So
I not want to do it when you're out in a lightning storm, but.
No. But what Ken said, I don't know if you said this on the air or off the air, because sometimes I don't remember which conversation we're having. But sometimes this placebo stuff, if you think you're getting better.
Placebo effects works one in three times. No matter
works.
What we do, one
yeah.
in three times
right.
you get better.
Yeah. So it's probably worth investigation. More of your calls coming up next hour. Dr. Ken here.
Don't go away.
At 888-553-7536. Good day weekend.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
6-2-2-3-7.